Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
Hey, he's back.
I'm back. Feels good, kind of.
You look different. You look tanned. There's a reason for that, I imagine.
That's since I've been home, actually, the last 48 hours or so. But, yeah, it was good good to get away and wish under better circumstances.
Yeah, sorry about your dad again.
Yeah, you know, and I send a thank you out to my father, who's hopefully watching from above. Hearing from above, shall we say. And great guy. I love my dad.
More comfortable if that's the case.
Yeah, well, I know he's with in a better place with a lot of great people. And, yeah, so it's going to be fine, you know. He went peacefully. You know, if I could go peacefully that last 24 hours like that, I guess I'd be happy too.
When I go, I want to go peacefully in my sleep like my grandfather did. He died in his sleep and peacefully, unlike the people who were in the car he was driving. I love that gag.
Really? Did you just go there like that?
Sorry.
Okay, well, welcome to The Drift. And what we do every Saturday is go over the news that I put on thedailydrift.com, www.thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Just like that, see?
Right, and back in the groove.
Yeah, so thanks for filling in the last 3 weeks, you and Alex and Pastor Rick coming in and helping out. So
Alex did a fine job.
Yeah, we like having Alex on. Well, we got a ton of stuff to cover today, and you can email me, gary@thedailydrift.com, if you want to send a comment or you don't feel like calling into the show. But if you do, 734-822-1600, it's your show as much as ours. So please call in if you got something you want to talk about, and we're not there yet. And the first thing you wanted to start with was citizenship. Oh, yeah, before we did it, see, that's how I'm out of practice. This portion of the program brought to you by AAA Service Network. AAAServiceNetwork.com. You can get coupons in the Current.
Look at those coupons.
Yeah. And
AC repair.
Yes.
You know?
ANC heating systems, water heater replacement, drain and sewer cleaning, sump pump service, water softeners, appliance service, water heaters, plumbing service. They do it all. And you can reach them at 810-226-0047. That's 810-226-0047, AAA Service Network, or you can go to AAAServiceNetwork.com. But you can get the coupons right at thecurrentonline.com, C-O-U-R-A-N-T online.com.
Yep.
Ed's a great guy. Call him up. He's got all kinds of good services and professionals working for him. So
yep, that's the other Ed.
Not this Ed, but the other Ed, yes.
Yep.
Okay, so first thing we're going to start with, you wanted to talk a little bit about the census
citizenship
question.
Citizen question
on the census for 2020.
Yes.
Okay, so you're unhappy?
Well, we talked about it with Bill Federer last week about whether Trump even had to pay attention to the courts on this issue. You know, the whole fact that the Supreme Court says, you can ask that question, we just don't like the reason you're asking. What kind of response is that? So then they bump it down to this lower court, and then the lower court says, oh, you can't change your legal team, which is totally unprecedented. So, like, Trump, in my view, in the view of many others, is totally in his wheelhouse to just say, we're printing the question. And if goes to the printers, I don't care if there's an injunction or not. You just say, screw the injunction. You print the census questionnaire. And then if somebody else wants to call in the military to stop you or to recall everything you've mailed out. In other words, who is going to enforce this bogus court ruling that's going to stop us from doing something we've done for a couple hundred years?
Right. Yeah, because it only came off in what, 2010?
Yes, when Obama pulled it off, right?
Right.
And then we can still ask, hey, how many toilets you got in your house? How many gallons per flush are they? By the way, what color are you? How many people of queer identification do you have in your house? I mean, wow. They can ask everything but your citizenship.
And so that brings it down to the basics. The Democrats don't want to know how many illegals are in the country. They don't want to identify them, right?
Boils down to it, yeah.
Because simply put, and we've heard it from just about every conservative host in the country at this point, it's the Democrats' way of getting more positions in liberal areas because they know most illegals will vote Democrat thinking they're going to get something for free.
And once again, like we were saying, the census counts persons. It doesn't count citizens. And the number of persons jacks up the number of people in a district. And so when you have to reapportion, if all these all these immigrants are flocking to sanctuary cities, and then now the population of that city swells, and you've got to divvy up with a redistricting of electoral college votes and concomitantly the
representatives
in the House, then that gives more power to that area, which is a blue area.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if they vote or not. They're increasing the voting power of the Democrats just by their presence.
Yeah, they're increasing the representation. I've seen a few tweets from Democrat representatives saying, our illegals are not getting representation. I just sent them a tweet back saying, Civics 101, illegals don't need and shouldn't have representation.
No, they really shouldn't. And I'm wondering, I got distracted from looking that up. What was the intent of the founders when they said counting of persons and not counting of citizens? Did they assume they were citizens? And that would have to be my guess, is that you assumed that anybody here was a citizen because there weren't non-citizens at that time. There wasn't the citizenship process.
Right.
So,
yeah, it's screwy. And for it to have been on that long, I just don't understand where the legal team for the administration was on this, that the SCOTUS came back and said, we think you're all right, but we need to know the reason why. That's what bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
You're either right or you're
feelings.
Wrong. There's no intent in this. You're right or wrong. It's black and white. It's the law.
It's Democrats' feelings versus Republican logic.
So then John Roberts is a Democrat.
Well, that's what I got to think. Yeah. And now the problem I have is that I think Trump should have been forceful and done it anyhow, but he did not. And so the question is Trump weak, or was there another reason that Trump really doesn't want to discuss, and that was the politics of being close to the 2020 election?
That could be. Yeah, could be.
I think it might have helped his base if he'd have pumped in with the citizenship question, but it might have hurt him with independents.
Right.
I don't know.
I think I would have printed, and then continued the court case and just said, you know, we're printing it. We don't have to ask it. If the court rules against us the second time.
We'll pull them all back. How do you like that?
We don't have to. We'll just don't ask the question. Right?
Okay, yeah.
When the guys go out to knock on your door.
Black felt tip
that one out. We're not asking that question. Sorry, that's it, but it's on there.
That's an idea I hadn't heard. That's why we do the show.
But we're not on the inside, so we don't know exactly what's going on. I do believe that Trump doing the executive order to take all that information from DHS, Social Security Administration, everybody else, I think they already have a pretty doggone good number.
I don't know how they have that information. I don't. But we'll see.
I think the U.S. government, NSA, everybody, they've got to have some.
I forgot the NSA.
They've got the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, DHS, NSA. They've got so much information on all of us. And that includes illegals because, you know what? Illegals are using phones.
Yes.
Right? If they're using a phone, the NSA's got their information, period, one way or the other, right down to their voice reprogramming or whatever else.
Well, yeah.
So I think the information's there, without a doubt. Let's take a call from David in California, who should have a pretty interesting idea on the census. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you? You're both reporters for the same paper? Or?
I'm sorry, what's that?
One of you is a reporter, I see, but are both of you?
We both worked at the Current for a while. I wouldn't call us
reporters, publishers.
But yes, go ahead.
Well, I see. Okay. Well, reason I ask, I'm just wondering if they've done any coverage of Thomas Hofeller. You know, he's the guy that you're talking about the census question about citizenship.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out not only is it a scam, but that it was an inaccurate scam. So it's interesting, the GOP believed this guy, Thomas Hofeller, and by the way, has the newspaper covered him?
No, we haven't. No, we're a local community paper here in Michigan, so.
Well, this all revolves around Thomas Hofeller's, he's a guy that gerrymanders districts.
Oh, okay.
And actually he died just about a year ago, he died. And when he died, he left all his records, and his daughter discovered that this citizenship question was a scam.
Racially biased. Yes, exactly. That's
right.
I know who you're talking. I knew I'd heard the name, and I couldn't place it. Yeah, he's the guy they found it on his hard drive, that his motivation was to actually push illegal immigrants away from, or even legal immigrants away from the census. Yeah, I understand what you're talking about.
Which defies the tax. You know, America was founded on taxation with representation. And the best way that we can get taxation with representation is to have an honest census. And so what Thomas Hofeller figured out inaccurately, he made a great mistake when he did it, but he claimed that if you asked an intrusive question, then you wouldn't get truthful answers, and then you would defy the taxation with representation. So you would be able to cheat districts, and by doing that, you could then gerrymander. And so this Thomas Hofeller not only was a traitor, but he was a fool of a traitor. And he basically, there's an article that came out, and I think it's called Facing South Magazine. And it's like a Southern Traditions magazine. And they looked at Hofeller's logic and discovered that they would actually lose seats by asking that question instead of gaining seats.
Hmm.
So like Alabama would lose a seat. Texas would probably lose two seats. I think Georgia would lose two seats. If you look for this Facing South magazine, there's an editorial about Hofeller.
Okay.
Well, I understand what you're talking about because, yeah, I had read about Hofeller and the fact that when they went through his stuff and they found this, his writings on his hard drive, that actually became the basis for this Supreme Court decision that the motives were wrong, that there were wrongful motives to the asking the census question. But really, just because one guy's motives were wrong or one guy was...
No, it wasn't one guy's. It was that he ended up tricking the Republicans into sending an army of lawyers to the Supreme Court to lie for their tricked motives, but the tricked motives were stupid to begin with because it would end up losing Republican seats.
Well, I take it you were opposed to the citizenship question then, right?
Well, yeah, because I'm an American, and I like to know how many people are in my city so that the sewer department knows how much to flush through, the water department knows how to deal with it, the roads and bridges are built right. If there's an extra 10,000 or 40,000 people in my town that are being ignored, then that's screwing the taxpayers because that means that, say, like if they have to buy so much road tar per year, and it turns out there's 10,000 more cars per day on that road tar, that means that we have to go into cost overruns on road tar.
Yes, yeah. But they're here illegally.
Yeah, but that. But
so
I understand.
Does that change the need to know how much road tar you need to buy per year, or do the guys that sell road tar have a vested interest in screwing us?
Yeah, so I see your point, David, and it's kind of a good point, and maybe, Ed, maybe this is why Trump said, you know what? Let's do it without it because I can get better information. The census comes back. We get illegals who answer. So we get the total number. And then I'm now going to use the executive order to get, I'm going to find the illegals a different way.
Because I see
maybe
this
that
as
makes
like,
sense.
I All see right. this as caving into, okay, well, we're going to, we know they're here and we're just going to ignore that they're here. That's what I saw this as a kind of a caving
I think the executive
into.
Order belays that though. Because
yes,
now
exactly.
he's saying, I'm going after and I'm going to find the illegals.
David, I'm so glad you called in with this question.
But the next layer of this is the true conservative. Do we, you know, America had a foundation of strength because we were basically attracting the revolutionaries of the world to come here. And the evil kings and princes and tyrants were afraid of America because we were the ones that had all of the revolutionaries.
Yeah.
And that we were able to stay strong because we were staying fresh with their fresh thoughts, right?
Except the ones in France.
And so now you look at Trump, and he's kissing up to Mr. Bonesaw. And he's kissing up to Putin. And he's kissing up to North Korean dictator. And he's kissing up to all of these dictators, and he wants our pain.
I'll disagree
with that because nobody's been tougher on Putin, despite whatever snippets you see on the news.
Sanctions
and it's the same with,
crazy
with Korea,
on,
right?
On Iran
he's pretending
and, right.
to be tough on him because he doesn't want Interpol submitting documents.
Yeah.
If he creates a war situation with Russia, then all of a sudden Russia can't pass on documents about how Trump and Putin have been in collusion.
Well,
have
thanks,
nice
David.
Day,
anyways,
Dave.
The first part of your thing was pretty good.
Then.
I appreciate the call. Thanks. Okay, let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Thanks for that laugh. I got a great laugh out of the clown there at the end.
No, he's not a clown. He's not a clown.
He
somebody
had some good
we disagree
points.
With.
He just disagrees, and that's fine.
Anyway.
We haven't had a liberal caller in a long time, so it's kind of refreshing.
Cool.
Two things on the citizen or the census thing you've probably seen on Facebook and Twitter. I'm encouraging conservatives in California and New York and other deep blue states do not fill out
right.
the census.
Right.
Do not help blue states get more
shrink the rules.
Representation.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Just refuse to send in the census. Undercount the blue states because they won't be undercounted really because all the illegals will be piling on.
Right. Oh, that's a great idea,
Joe.
The
census.
Well, there you go. So all you Republicans and conservatives out there in California and
New York City.
And
all five of you.
But, Gary, you kind of touched on, alluded a bit to the point I was calling in to make, and you made it. If I were Trump, I would have ordered the census be printed both ways and said, it's the Democrats' fault, this is in court, it's not settled, we don't have time, we've got to print it both ways. They're responsible for this wasted money, and kept challenging it in the court, and by the time, kept dragging it out, and when it came time for the actual mailing, sign an executive order sending out the one with the citizenship question, and say, screw you, do something about it now. I dare you.
Yeah.
Tough.
Well,
what are you
making a lottery
do,
scratch off.
You
questions.
Have no enforcement mechanism.
Yeah, yeah. The only problem with that is, I don't know how many questionnaires they actually print off. 300-400. Do they do one per person? No, one per family.
It's sampling too.
One per household.
One per household. So, 100 million, 200 million. I don't know.
We have 350 million people in the country.
So call it. Yeah, 3.5, so 100 mm-hmm. million. That's a lot of printing, man. I don't know that you'd want to double it up. But like I said, if you put it on the questionnaire, just don't ask it.
Or
felt it out.
Put a scratch off on it, you know?
And there you go. Yes, yes. Print it with
like
the scratch off.
Ticket, yeah.
Leave it off. Leave it unscratched until the court's done. Yeah, what else you got, Joe?
Well, that's it. You touched on it. All the other questions aren't intrusive or offensive, and they've been there for years. I mean, give me a break. It's just, it's completely absurd. And these Democrats, I hope they keep it up with these absurd arguments. It's been on there forever. Obama didn't took it off. There was no question about his motivation for removing it.
Yep.
So it's complete bullpucky.
Yeah. Yeah, and to your point, Joe,
is irrelevant.
So here's your point. Why didn't the Republicans make a stink when they took it off?
Exactly.
What? Hello, Republicans. You just let Obama walk all over you. The Democrats walk all over.
I didn't notice.
I would have noticed, right? Yeah.
All right. Take care, my friends. I love you guys.
Love you too. Thanks,
see Joe.
Take care.
Wow, on topic and short.
Yeah, kind of nice. Let's talk to Jimmy from Manchester. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I like Joe's idea. I think that works in some states. I don't think it would work here. I don't think it's a good idea to do it here, but he's right about that. Just don't fill it out at all. As a matter of fact, I had this conversation about 10 years ago with Dave Rohn on his show. There's only one question on the census that you have to answer, and that's how many people live in your house. That's it. That's it.
And the question is,
they can put all the other questions on there they want. I don't care. I ain't paying any attention to any of them.
Yeah.
Interesting. The question is, what did the founders mean by that, by people in your house? You know, to me, I think it was implied that they were counting citizens.
Yeah.
They were counting it for apportionment of taxation and districting.
Yeah.
So that's what they were doing it for, and that's all it's for. So that's the only question I answer. So you can put any question you want on there.
Yeah.
And when the census lady shows up at my house and says, you didn't fill it out all the way, I'm going to say, well, I'm done anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I fulfilled my obligation.
And to be honest with you, the whole thing's moot. You know what? Build the darn wall, secure the border so you know who's coming in and coming out. Then we'll deal with the illegals that are here later. We can be as humanitarian or as authoritarian as we want. We'll figure out that medium that everyone can be happy with. Kick some out, keep some here, whatever. Do the DACA, partial DACA, whatever. But let's start with building the wall so it's not like Reagan.
The wound.
Right? Yes. Staunch the wound.
And the wall is being built, whether
they
like to talk about it or not. It is. It's being built by private contractors. It's being built by government contractors. It's amazing that the private contractors are doing it cheaper and faster and better than the government contractors because, well, they're idiots. And they milk the system, but you're absolutely right. We have to, the whole thing's a moot point, especially after Sunday. Let's kick them out of here. You know, come on, you people have been deported. You have to leave.
That's
what Trump is talking about. They make it sound like they're gonna be scooping up families and all of that's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
they're going after people that already have a warrant for their arrest.
Yeah, people who had every chance and opportunity to come to court and state their case, and they did not. So throw them out. I'm with you. All right, thanks for the call, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Yeah, bye.
Paul from Paradise, California. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Gary. How's it going?
Good. How are you, sir?
We have a large signal here, don't we?
Go ahead, Paul.
You do. Well, so I don't know if you've ever looked into the census, the history of the census, but I go to the Mormon Library to look up people from the past. I work as a private investigator, and sometimes we have property in California that's been abandoned for 100 years.
Yeah.
I thought you were a Democrat vote registrar for a second there.
And so I go to the Mormon Library to look up people to see who their relatives were to try and link this property that's been abandoned in the state of California up to the family that's still alive. Mm. And I'm pretty successful at doing it. So that's what I know about the value of the census.
Right.
Of, records.
And even per David, I think David, our first caller, obviously liberal, made a good point. You really do want to know how many people are here. But my question is this. If I'm here illegally, am I even going to answer the door when the census guy comes? I mean, how many of them are we really counting whether there's a citizenship question on there or not? I wonder how many illegals actually answer a census. I wouldn't answer the door if I were here illegally. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it.
I work as a private investigator, and in my work, I go knocking on doors all the time. And it's amazing the number of illegals I meet while I'm knocking on doors. Like, there'll be an incident happen in a neighborhood, and I'll go knock on doors talking to witnesses. And people talk to me because they know I'm not a cop. I'm just a private investigator.
Yeah.
And just taking notes. And it's amazing the number of people living here from all over the world.
Yeah.
That are just living.
Yeah.
And
isn't that amazing that, you know what, as bad as the media, mainstream media and the Democrats and the leftists want to say our country is, we've got people all over the world trying to get in here. Boy, we're a terrible country, but everyone seems to want to come in.
Well, yeah, because you can do anything you want to here.
Yeah.
Like, I live in Paradise, a town that was burned down last year, and we're rebuilding the whole town very slowly because there's still just piles of ashes everywhere.
Yeah.
And see, in order to verify who was living in this town before the fire, we had to have had a census.
Yeah.
And so most of the people living in Paradise are actually living here for real, and so they registered to vote and things like that so we can document it.
Well, great call, Paul. I appreciate it. Make sure you're calling again. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. See you, Gary.
Take care. Bye-bye. And we will see all of you on the other side of the break. See ya.
headed somewhere. How do they keep up on the latest news and information? They listen to Wham! Just like you. If you have a product or business to advertise, your message can reach these listeners wherever they are. People tune to Wham! Radio for the latest issues discussed by hosts like Theron X, Steve Gruber, and Joe Pags. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise with Wham! Radio, 1600 AM, 92.7 FM. You'd be insane to be anyplace else.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Karen McHugh. Hurricane Barry lashing the Gulf Coast with heavy rains and strong winds.
The storm at this point is about 30 miles directly to our west, which puts us on the east side of the storm, which is the dirty side of the storm. That's where the bulk of the rain and the wind, just the nastier side of any hurricane, seems to be on the eastern side of it as it moves along.
Fox's Rob Schmidt in Morgan City, Louisiana. The storm's effects being felt in nearby Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, too.
Some pretty good churn here with the wind picking up. This beach has almost disappeared, but the real story is going to be what you can't see, and that's the rain pretty much steadily falling. The concern is we could see 10 to 20 inches in parts of Mississippi. Now, the governor has already declared a state of emergency. There's a number of shelters open, and they have rescue teams in place, both high water vehicles and swift boats.
Steve Harrigan, this is a Fox News Alert.
Your kids have events all summer. Your spouse can't get the same vacation days as you, but you need a getaway. Cut through the hassle of planning a vacation and start a new summer tradition. Don't waste time and gas driving up north. Try local Portage Lake on the Huron Chain of Lakes in the Dexter-Pinckney area. You can still get to work, but enjoy a quiet change of pace at the lake or relax on a huge deck overlooking the water. Rent a beautiful two-bedroom house in a peaceful neighborhood and enjoy life at the lake without a seven-hour drive. Weekly rentals begin on Friday evening, limited availability. Visit the website portagelakeplace.com or call Peter at 517-366-8580. It's the affordable place your family will want to stay every year. Amazing fishing along the river, fall colors, bird watching, and in the winter, ice fishing. You'll love the place on Portage Lake. That's portagelakeplace.com or 517-366-8580. A great family vacation spot right here in Southeast Michigan.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing resort-like care facilities you've ever seen. Their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. And in their pursuit of excellence, WellBridge asks each guest to complete a customer satisfaction survey after their stay. To date, they've earned a satisfaction rate of 100%. Here are some of the comments received. This is my home away from home. This place is outstanding and everyone is super kind. I am beyond pleased with all the care I received. The staff is so passionate for what they do and it shows. This was my mother's third stay here and she always loves it. I've referred this place to many already. My stay has been fantastic. For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge in Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team. Learn more at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
And welcome back to The Drift, sitting here with Ed Bondarenka and myself, Gary Wellings.
Yes.
Yeah.
A beautiful Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, finally. Summer's here, right? So lots to do, and you wanted to do a
spot. Actually, I closed that up because I had sent it to you to do it. But tonight, folks, tonight at 613 Martin Place in Ypsilanti. Now, that is the location of Community Christian Assembly of God. But put that aside for a moment. We're having a concert in the yard, and it's going to be the Depot Town Big Band. Ooh. And they are a cooking big band. They do swing. They do jazz. I hope they play Summertime and Fiona Sings It. They're going to play Peter Gunn, the theme from Peter Gunn for me
nice.
Tonight. Hey, they play all kinds of good cooking music. I see them every month at Hobbs.
Nice. And, I haven't been to Hobbs in a few. We should do dinner there.
We can do. Well, you come next in August. You come with us to Hobbs for dinner.
I'd like to do Hobbs.
Okay. So, anyways, back to this. It is, guess what? Free admission. There are free hot dogs. There are free drinks. You just come in and bring your blanket or your lawn chair and come and enjoy the evening from 7 to 9. Free. Did I say free? 613 Martin Place. That's pretty close to the intersection of Prospect and Michigan Avenue.
Ypsilanti.
Okay? Ypsilanti. Yeah. Just north of Michigan, off Prospect, is Martin Place. You can see the church from the street, from Prospect. Hey, join us and have some fun. This is not a religious event. This is something we're doing to provide for the community.
Yeah, big band. I like big bands. You know, it's funny. The older you get, all of a sudden that music that mom and dad used to listen to sounds pretty good.
All right. I used to go to the Spaghetti Bender when I was younger, and every now and then a big band would play there, Park 77.
Yeah.
And, I missed them. And so that's why I love listening to these guys.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, well, we're going to get back to – let's start with a little – Democratic infighting, which I kind of enjoy. We knew this election cycle. This election cycle would be fun. And the four freshmen, what does Gruber call them? But anyway, it's the four freshmen troublemakers in Congress. And that's Ayanna Pressley, the Rashida squad. Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, right? Mm-hmm.
The squad.
The leftist squad, whatever you want to call them, right? The squad. Anyways, Nancy's not very happy with them because they're saying bad things about moderate Democrats. Hey, say what you want. A moderate Democrat is not a bad person, right? It's not my cup of tea, but
like an entry drug.
the gateway to socialism.
That's what I was saying. The gateway drug to communism. A moderate Democrat.
Derek, you got track one ready. Let's play that.
Nancy Pelosi does not want people in the Democratic caucus in the House criticizing each other. And she is going to deliver that message by criticizing members of her own caucus. She says, this is from, by the way, from the Washington Post, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi admonished Democrats for personally attacking one another, warning in a closed door meeting Wednesday that the party's fracturing was jeopardizing its majority. Without naming names, her target was clear, the four liberal freshmen known as the squad.
Yeah. So, and here's, frankly, this is what I'd like to say.
They're women of color. A very, very light kind of coffee and cream color, you know?
Yeah. It's frankly, and they're not backing down.
No.
I'll give them credit. They went in the brash because, you know what, they're doing probably what I would do if God forbid I was ever a congressman. The Paul Ryans and the Mitch McConnells would not be happy with this guy. There would be no committees for Gary because they'd be trying to push me into the corner. But you know what? I'd be the guy on all the talk shows being a complete raging lunatic telling him the truth. And so not that these four are telling the truth. Maybe they're in their own minds, their skewed worldview, they're telling the truth.
Speaking the truth to power.
I guess. But AOC responded. She didn't back down from Nancy. She went right back. Derek, you got track two ready? Play that.
It's singling out four individuals. And knowing the media environment that we're operating in, knowing the amount of death threats that we get, knowing the amount of concentration of attention, I think it's just worth asking why.
Do you think she has racial animus? Is she racist?
No, absolutely not.
No, absolutely. She might as well have just been nodding yes while she was saying it. That was as phony as it gets. So she's now calling the upper echelon of the Democratic Party racist as well as the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you. Knock yourself. I want to see that the Democrat Party needs to split. If there's going to be any saving of the Democrat Party, they need to split. They need to have the communists, the radical extremists, the Muslims, whatever you want to call them.
And then the other five.
Is there any blue dogs left?
I don't think so.
I don't think
so. I think there are a couple who consider themselves blue dogs. Biden probably considered himself a blue dog until he found out it was politically poisonous not to be.
Right.
You know what I mean? A moderate Democrat who all of a sudden has to say, Medicare for all.
His wheels came off on one side because he's pulling so far left.
Yeah.
It's just insane.
No recovery. I mean, there's no getting back in the center lane.
Because if he tries to go back to the moderate side, should he win a primary? And I don't think he will at this point.
We have video.
Yeah, he will be cooked. So I think, and I believe the mainstream media, the Democrat Party itself, is going to push Joe under the bus. He's not going to make it. They're going to get rid of him one way or the other. Don't you think?
We're talking. I hope it's an autonomous bus so that the driver is not traumatized. You know.
Yeah, well, it's strange to see the Democrats infighting the way they are, just because they're normally, they jump on the same ship and they're always pulling in the same direction no matter what. So this is unusual for the Democrats. To their tribute, they normally all pull together no matter what. They're good for it. So it's interesting to see this fracturing happening now.
Well, Nancy's trying to keep the party cohesive, and like she said on some interviews, and then there's those five or four, whatever they are. And then that's where Ocasio comes out, and she says, I could understand the speaker trying to protect the moderates from a lot of attacks and so kind of holding us at arm's length. But then all of a sudden, now it's appearing that she's just singling us out, us women of color.
Yeah. You know who I want to see?
Oh, that's a racist concept right there. No, it's not your color. It's your ideology.
It's your crazy ideology.
Yeah, exactly.
It has nothing
to do with your color, moron.
I want to see where Maxine Waters and Sheila Jackson— Lee, right? Sheila Jackson Lee, fall out on this because they're oddly quiet. And same with that Al Green, the congressman. Mm-hmm. He's a loony guy too.
I'm not seeing
anybody, all those kind of stable figures of the Black Caucus in Congress, siding with these four.
You said stable, and you did mention Maxine Waters. Now, that sums it up right there.
Maybe the wrong word.
No. She's the most stable. Between her and Pelosi, the most stable members of the Democratic Party.
Man.
Yes.
All I can say is this. The Democrats really are pulling so far. And maybe it's a good thing because the gloves are off. The mask is off. The curtain's been drawn back. We are now seeing Democrats for what they really are. And I think you're seeing this in all this testimony and everything else going on. Can you wait for Mueller?
Oh, well, I don't know, man. I mean, it's
he's not going to step anywhere above. I think they're grooming. He's probably grooming his answers because he's probably told them, listen, this is what I'm going to say. I'm sticking
right to
the thing.
Oh, they have been grooming him. There have been meetings, closed-door meetings, where they've been talking to Mueller about what he's going to say.
Yeah.
Just, like, wrong in the first place.
Right. So they're trying to find a way. It's the theatrics of it all, right? Because he's not going to come up with anything new. There's no way he's coming up with anything. What's in the report is what he's going to back up, and they can try and soften the blows or whatever.
They need to push it back to like August of next year because then it'll keep the issue alive, right? That's what they're trying to do. Well, let's push it back another week. It keeps it in the news. Ooh, what's Mueller going to say? What does he know? Or like Dave called, was it Dave who called from California?
Dave was one of the guys.
Dave and
Paul.
And Dave was the one who said, well, then we'll find out what Putin really has on Trump. Sorry, Dave. Putin doesn't have anything on Trump.
No. I can tell you right now, Putin would rather be dealing with Hillary Clinton because you know what? Bill Clinton slept in his DACA. He paid him $500,000 for his speech. Yeah. Hello?
If Putin had anything on Trump, he'd have given it to Bill, and they wouldn't have had to go with the phony dossier, right? The steel dossier. They'd have had the real stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park, who wants to talk about Democrat hypocrisy. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, brother. You know the Democrats are all up there saying that they love America, and they're just like us, except for they want fascism and socialism. Other than that. But then they go on and say, "How all of you illegal aliens out there, well, you're going to get raided this weekend. Here is how to avoid being thrown out of our country." That right there in itself proves that they have no interest in the rule of law or making sure that the census is accurate in regards to how many citizens are in the country. They don't care about any of that. They just want to flip Texas, Louisiana and Florida and any other state they can so that they can have perpetual power for the next 100 years or so.
Yeah. So hold on, Gary. I'm going to jump down to track six. Derek, you got track six available? This is Nancy Pelosi, and you're talking about the Democrats, frankly, I think, breaking the law by trying to stop ICE from doing their job. Go ahead and play track six and listen to what Nancy herself is doing.
The events that I've been going to on recently in Queens and other places, but the Queens one was specifically geared to the census. And then the raids emerged as part of that discussion. I read them this card. As ICE deportation warrant, an ICE deportation warrant is not the same as a search warrant. If that is the only document ICE brings to a home raid, agents do not have the legal right to enter a home. If ICE agents don't have a warrant signed by a judge, a person may refuse to open the door and let them in. An administrative order of removal from ICE or immigration authorities is simply not enough. Families belong together. Everyone in our country has rights.
Bear with me a second here. I was once in a judge's chambers after a case I was a member of a jury of, and it was a really bizarre case. I'm going to write it up someday because it's a really interesting story. But the defense attorney was a public defender. And we realized that there were grounds for a retrial based on the weirdness of the trial. And this public defender turned to us and says, oh, yeah, he definitely has grounds for a retrial. But do you think I'm going to tell him that? I'm not under any obligation to tell him that. And I'm thinking, well, he wasn't. He's no longer his representation. Why does Nancy, everything Nancy said was true, okay? Everything she said was true. She wasn't advising them to break the law, but she was advising them to thwart the law. That's why tell them don't come to the door.
Yeah. So what
well, wait, I think she was advising them to break the law because these people are already under deportation orders. If you're already under orders,
but you have to have a search warrant. You have to have a search warrant to get in the door to execute that warrant.
But let me ask you this. Is she aiding and abetting them by giving them legal advice?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Aiding and abetting is not illegal.
The other way.
Yeah. Okay, that's a technicality. No. You're right. I mean, why?
It sounds like aiding and abetting. And the scariest thing
is interfering with the officers of the law also.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing. Nancy Pelosi read this card to some illegal immigrants telling them this is how you thwart the law, not obey the law. And you know what? She's third in line to be president of the United States.
Yeah, scary. Gosh. Hey, Ed, the Democrats, the socialists have really twisted my mind on what free means. So how much is that free concert going to cost?
Yeah, I know. I thought of that the whole time I was saying that. You know, it's they say there's no such thing as a free lunch, and yet you come tonight, you'll find out. We're not gonna brainwash anybody. We're just gonna. Oh, there will be subliminal stuff in the music. Yes, there'll be subliminal stuff in the music.
Question?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're going to have a citizenship question?
Oh, but it'll be subliminal. You'll never notice it.
That's right. Well, great call, Gary. I appreciate it.
All right.
Take care.
People will be raising their hands during the concert, and you won't know why.
Exactly.
Of course, are you a citizen?
Yeah, let's take a call from Tom in Detroit, wants to talk about Trump and Putin. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I think Putin wants to be dealing with Trump, not Hillary, simply because when Hillary was Secretary of State, NATO was basically encircling on the southern border of Russia. They were putting... they called them anti-missiles, but, Putin, I even saw the interview where he said, look, we're not stupid. We know all you have to do is put new software on those and turn them around, and in 15 minutes, you have offensive missiles you can shoot at our country. And then in Ukraine, there was a deal to put a pipeline through there. And I think Hillary was getting kicked back. Of course, I don't have any real evidence. It's, InfoWars was publishing a lot of stuff about it. And, they've been really right on about a lot of things. They were talking about Epstein way back during the election.
Can I ask you,
things.
Tom,
but, I'm just saying that I think Hillary was trying to start World War III with Russia.
Oh, that's what I'm asking you. Because to my way of thinking... If Putin had anything on anybody, he had Hillary's emails in her server. He had blackmail. He knew about the Clinton Foundation. He had blackmail. He knew about Epstein. Let's just say he knew about Epstein. He had stuff to hold over Hillary's head.
Which I believe is why he would prefer
which
to have Hillary.
Which is why he'd prefer to have Hillary.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
well, go ahead. Trump is telling NATO, hey, look, you know, we're getting sick of being, you know, your boy, you know, to do your errands for you and you know, and pay all the bills. And that's, you know, so he's really been calling NATO out on the carpet.
He's been telling them to pony up.
Yeah.
He's been telling them to carry their fair share. Well, that's not the same as saying let's disband NATO.
Yeah, let's look long term too. Let's look at the really big picture. Let's look at the long term picture here. In the end, I don't think Putin, who is, let's say, he's authoritarian, no longer communist, but certainly authoritarian. Mm-hmm. And corporate oligarchy, whatever he's mm-hmm. got. He's one of the wealthiest men in the world because
he controls
the country.
Corporate and politics.
Right. Long term, he doesn't want to see the United States become an Islamo-fascist, Democrat, socialist, mm-hmm. whatever either. Because you know what? That's no good for him. He'll be standing alone as the last Christian country on earth.
Mm-hmm.
So long term, I don't think Putin wants to see the United States go the way of Venezuela.
And I think Trump is threatening that oil line to Russia because basically to Europe on the Trans-Syrian
pipeline.
Because Trump is telling Europe, hey, buy our natural gas. It's cheaper than what Russia is selling you. That's not a guy that Putin wants to see in power.
Right. Exactly. It's pretty common. You know who will get in? We're going to get L. Todd Wood back in a couple weeks. I told him I would read one of his novels, get it read, and then have him in on the show. But we can get him for the whole show because he's up to date on a lot of that stuff in the Middle East and Russia, too. So, great, Tom. I appreciate the call.
Thanks for taking my call. Just one little thing. I think NATO was set up basically because of Stalin. And I don't think Putin's anywhere as bad as Stalin.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I think, yeah, definitely.
The world has changed, without a doubt.
It's original intent, yeah.
Yep. All right. Great call, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Well, one thing that always bothers me, and I've thought this in the back of my head for years, if there's an issue with Russia, and when it was communist, it's different. When it was Soviet Union, it was different. Mm-hmm. But now they're not communists anymore, right? Why hasn't NATO just said, you know what? Let's just stop the nonsense. We're not going to attack you. We have no desire to attack Russia. I think everybody knows that, including Putin, mm-hmm. right? Why don't you just ask Russia to join NATO? Then there can't be any attack on either side.
That came up a while back. Yeah, exactly.
What's the holdup? Russia has...
There's still tension.
Yeah, Russia has more to fear from the Middle East than they do from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's where the real threat lies. It's Iran. It's Turkey. It's Syria. It's all those crazy Muslims and extremists down there.
Buying our F-35s. Turkey, a member of NATO, buying our F-35s and buying the very missile defense system to shoot them down from the Russians. You know, but Erdogan's losing after that mayoral election in Istanbul.
Yeah.
His boy in the largest populated city in Istanbul, you know, in Turkey, Istanbul, the capital, I think it's the capital, regardless, his guy lost the election.
Yeah.
So Erdogan's power is ebbing. Which is good for us.
That part of the world seems like it's always in flux other than, well, even Israel's in flux sometimes. We've been all over the map today, haven't we?
Yes, sir.
Doggone it. Well, I want to get back. I got two other tracks, and let's kind of bring it back to the immigration thing, which is kind of where we started. And I want to hear you, Homan. We've got Homan on here, Tom Homan, testifying to Congress. And here's a Democrat, Representative Garcia, Jesus Garcia, I think, mm-hmm. Chewy, whatever his name, not like Chewy Chewbacca, but Chewy. Representative Garcia talking to Representative Homan. Go ahead and play track three if you got it, Derek. Okay, go.
Mr. Homan, do you understand that the consequences of separation of many children will be lifelong trauma and carried across generations? Have we not learned from the internment of Japanese Americans? Mr. Homan, I'm a father. Do you have children? How can you possibly allow this to happen under your watch? Do you not care? Is it because these children don't look like children that are around you? I don't get it. Have you ever held a deceased child in your arms?
First of all, your comments are disgusting. I've served my
country for
34 years.
I find your comments
disgusting
out of control. As well.
I've served my country for 34 years. And yes, I held a five-year-old boy in my arms that, and back that tractor trailer. I knelt down beside him and said a prayer for him because I knew what his last 30 minutes of his life were like. And I had a five-year-old son at the time. What I've been trying to do my 34 years serving my nation is to save lives. So for you to sit there and insult my integrity and my love for my country and for the and for children, that's why this whole thing needs to be fixed. And you're the member
we
of Congress.
We agree on that.
Fix it.
Fix it. It's the Democrats who haven't
exactly.
fixed it.
They refuse to. They thrive on it being a boiling pot.
They had 2 years with Obama. They had the mm-hmm. Senate. They had the Congress. And you know what? Unlike the situation now, Republicans are so weak, they would have worked with the Democrats to fix whatever they want to fix. They would have had a comprehensive immigration reform done. But Obama didn't do it. Nancy didn't do it. And Harry Reid, I think, was the first 2 years,
Reid.
Right?
Yes, yeah.
The Democrats refused to take care of it. Why? Because they like having that issue for the election. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And I want to tell all Hispanics out there, the Democrats are not your friends.
Nope.
The Democrats don't care about you. They'll use you until they don't need you anymore.
Like they use the blacks.
Yes. And you know what? The next wave of immigrants will replace the Hispanics that are coming here because they don't care about Hispanics. And I'll be honest, most Hispanics are Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Democrats hate Catholics. They yeah. hate anybody who has an allegiance to something other than their own crazy, distorted worldview.
And Homan here. Homan wasn't just head of I forget which, that the people that have the detention facilities. I can't forget what department he was in. But he was under Obama also.
Yeah.
This stuff all happened under Obama.
Yeah. Those and cages?
Yeah.
Remember the cages? The
they
picture?
Were built under Obama.
Those cages were built under Obama. There's a picture right out there.
Yeah.
It's Jay Johnson,
mm-hmm.
the DHS
yeah.
secretary, yep. walking past the cages.
Obama's.
Yes.
Obama's the man saying that there's a crisis.
Yeah.
There is a crisis. It's not manufactured. Well, it is a manufactured crisis. The Democrats have manufactured this crisis. It's a real crisis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. So I got one more track we want to get in, and it's just because I like Homan.
Listen fast, folks.
And I hate AOC. Derek, can we listen to track 5? This is AOC asking Homan about it, and he gets a spanking on her.
And so the recommendation of the many that you recommended family separation.
I recommend a zero tolerance.
Which includes family separation.
The same as is with every U.S. citizen parent gets arrested when they're with a child.
Zero tolerance was interpreted as the policy that separated children from their
If family. I get arrested for DUI and I have a young child in a car, I'm going to be separated. When I was a police officer in New York and I arrested a father for domestic violence, I separated that
Mr.
father
Homan,
from his family.
With all due respect, legal asylees are not charged with any crime.
When you're in the country illegally, it's violation 8 United States Code 1325.
Seeking asylum is...
Okay.
Yep.
End of the show. All right, folks, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com and currentonline.com and keep the news...
You need to know.
Perfect. See you next week. Bye.